NFL quarterbacks come and go, but some are forever associated with one team even after they've joined another. As former Indianapolis Colts quarterback Peyton Manning settles into the saddle of his new steed, the Denver Broncos, Only a Game's Doug Tribou looks at some iconic quarterbacks and their second acts.
Littleton, Colorado resident Matt DiCarlo traveled across the country to see Peyton Manning's first game against the New England Patriots as a member of the Denver Broncos. Tailgating outside Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts last Sunday, DiCarlo stood out in a bright orange Broncos jersey.
You know, in my mind, he'll always be an Indianapolis Colt, but we're really excited just to bring him in and hopefully get us to another Super Bowl. Yeah, in my mind, he's always a Colt.
Which might explain why DiCarlo and another Broncos fan, Chris Cusick, are wearing jerseys that bear the name and number of another Denver quarterback. John Elway will always be a Bronco, even if he leaves his current job in the team's front office.
I actually became a Bronco fan because of John Elway. Followed the team and still a huge fan. I probably would have been crushed if he had went and played somewhere else.
Fans enjoy the luxury of toggling between very long and very short memories whenever it's convenient. But for Peyton Manning, the change is more complicated. After 14 years, the Colts chose Andrew Luck's bright future over Manning's brilliant past.
It's not easy. It is a transition, and it's one that, you know, you continue to go through. You know, like I said, it's the first time it's ever happened, and I'm kind of going through it, so I can probably give you a better answer, you know, later on as more time goes by. But it's, you know, it's definitely different. There's no question about it.
Patriots fan Mike Lucy says if Brady was in Manning's cleats, he'd wish him well.
To me, it's not just shutting a light switch off and saying all of a sudden, oh, he's playing for another team. You know, I can't like Brady. You can still root for the individual, but, you know, I would still root for the team. So if Brady came back and played against the Patriots, I'd still have to root for the Patriots. I wouldn't think anything less of him if he went to another team. You know, it is a business.
As for Brady himself, it's a scenario he'd rather not consider.
I honestly haven't thought about it. You know, really, I haven't had the situation. Hopefully it never happens.
Who are you going to remember Joe Montana for? Even though he had two pretty good years here, he's always going to be remembered as a 49er.
Jeffrey Flanagan is a columnist for Fox Sports Kansas City and the author of a history of the Kansas City Chiefs titled A Sea of Red. After Montana arrived from San Francisco in 1993, he guided the team to the AFC Championship game. Flanagan says Montana's two seasons in KC fell short of a Lombardi trophy, but
the last time this franchise won a playoff game, Joe Montana was under center. That's how long and how desperate this franchise has become. And it tells you how important a guy like him is.
Like Montana, Brett Favre will forever be associated with the one team he helped to win it all, the Packers. But like Favre's retirement, or retirements, his one-team legacy comes with asterisks. There's the double hop to the New York Jets, then Minnesota, before finally calling it quits. But Favre's forgotten legacy is with the Falcons. The gunslinger spent his first season in Atlanta in 1991.
Barking out the signals for the Baltimore Colts. Unitas gives to Amici. The Colts are the world champions!
In sports, like in life, all good things must come to an end. And some of them should end sooner than they do. In 1958, Johnny Unitas and the Colts beat the Giants to win the NFL championship. But in 1973, at the age of 40, Unitas spent one season, his last, with San Diego. One of his teammates was a rookie quarterback, just starting what would end as a one-team Hall of Fame career, Dan Fouts. In contrast to Unitas, Jeffrey Flanagan thinks the new scenery gives Manning a chance at history. He could do something no other starting quarterback has ever done.
Can he go win another Super Bowl with another franchise? You know, Joe Montana got to the title game here. Brett Favre got to the title game with the Vikings. It would have been interesting to see their place, their legacy, if they had actually won the Super Bowl with their new team.
Whether or not that happens, with two Super Bowl trips and one title in Indy, Manning's legacy is secure. And for quarterbacks who have won it all, the low moments tend to fade away. After all, when's the last time you saw a picture of Joe Namath sitting on the bench with the 1977 Rams? For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.